From legendary locals we all know to people you should get to know. Follow Ipswich Today on your favourite app and never miss an episode. Or go to ipswichtoday.com.au. Coming up, Anzac Day in Ipswich, new Ipswich art workshop looking for your ideas, Westmoreton Health recognised for their innovative hepatitis C testing and treatment program, and a reminder to get your flu vax before winter sets in. It's Friday, April 19, 2024, and I'm Alan Roebuck. Welcome to Ipswich Today, which acknowledges the traditional custodians of the land on which it is produced and pays respects to elders past, present and emerging. This podcast is supported by Kinetics, people-powered web hosting trusted by Australian businesses since 1999. In this episode, it's a quick wrap of local news. Anzac Day 2024 in Ipswich will see the annual march return to the city centre. The route is chosen in consultation with Ipswich RSL sub-branch. The main march will step off at 10:45 from Brisbane and Waghorn Streets and end in Toolmer Place. There's free parking under Toolmer Place with entry from Bremer Street. Local marches and services will also be held across the city. Dawn services will be held at Brassall, Bundamba, Goodner, the RSL Memorial Gardens, Redbank Plains and Rosewood, as well as other events at Beval, Springfield Central, Redbank, West Ipswich 1 Mile, Marburg, Pine Mountain and Woodend. Roads closed during this year's main Ipswich March includes parts of Waghorn Street, Darling Street East and Ellenborough Street, as well as the parade route down Brisbane Street from Burnett Street to Nicholas Street and Nicholas Street between Brisbane Street and Union Place. Closures will be in place from 6:30 a.m. with the last road open by noon. For full details, check out Council's website. The newly created Ipswich Art Workshop will launch a pilot program to support, develop and grow the region's art sector. To do this, Ipswich City Council is seeking expressions of interest to develop a program of events and activities that will assist in evaluating how best the space can be used. To help build the first six-month program, Council is asking for proposals under four categories: Artist in Residency, Deliver Classes and Workshops, Host Meetings and Gatherings, and Council is open to other suggestions. A key plank of the six-month program will be offering residencies to local artists for 3 to 4 weeks, where they can have access to the main space from Monday to Friday. There will also be a scheduled program of classes and workshops designed to align with the Ipswich Art Gallery and Ipswich Community Gallery exhibitions, while ad hoc masterclass workshops will be organised to enhance the skills of local artists. You'll find more information on Shape Your Ipswich, and on the same website, Stone Quarry Cemetery has been identified for further development over the next few years, and Council wants your feedback on the design. The Stone Quarry Cemetery dates to 1875 and is the final resting place for many pioneers of the Rosewood, Ebenezer, Jabrapilli and Amberley districts, with the first recorded burial in 1879. Links for both are in the show notes. The Ipswich Alcohol and Other Drug Service team at Westmoreton Health has been recognised on a national scale for their innovative hepatitis C testing and treatment program. In response to the high rate of Hep C in the Westmoreton community, the service has improved its approach to diagnosing and treating the condition to reduce the harmful impact of drug use. Clinical nurse Lisa Ball said the national recognition highlighted the meaningful impact the dedicated team was having in the Westmoreton community. Same visit Hep C testing and treatment is offered to people already using the service, as well as community education programs on safer alcohol and drug use behaviours. Since March 2022, the team has tested more than 170 people for hepatitis C, resulting in 24 positives and 8 successful treatments. And a reminder, free flu vaccinations are now available to Queenslanders 6 months of age and older. Make a plan to get vaccinated before the end of May to make sure you're protected through the winter months when flu season is at its peak. The free flu vaccine is available until the 30th of September this year from your GP, pharmacies and other vaccination service providers. The best way to protect yourself and your loved ones from the flu is to get vaccinated. This makes it less likely you'll suffer serious illness and the need to be hospitalised. That's it for this episode. Just a reminder to look for handy links in the show notes. Ipswich Today is supported by Kinetix, people-powered web hosting trusted by Australian businesses since 1999. This podcast is listener-supported. Please make a once-only gift or regular donation to help keep it online. Just go to ipswichtoday.com.au. Follow and stream this podcast from your favourite app, including iHeartRadio, or play Ipswich Today on smart speakers. Music is supplied by Purple Planet Music. This is Alan Roebuck. Thank you for listening. Enjoying Ipswich Today? Please share the love on your socials.